Hey, I'm Courtney Brooke, and this is Hustle for Happiness podcast. We are all on this journey to find happiness, and let's face it, it takes work. And honestly, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. This podcast is dedicated to helping you navigate life and cut through the noise. As a certified life coach, recovering perfectionist, and survivor of the foster care system, I'm all about keeping things real. With my unique outlook on life that is truly infectious, we cover everything from achieving happiness and optimal self-care to stories of those sharing their wisdom and expertise. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Now, let's get started.
All right, guys, welcome back. I feel like Mondays happen so fast, and if maybe you don't listen to this on a Monday, just know that we come out every other Monday of the month, and we're bringing you a new episode, and it hits super close to home in so many ways, just in terms of life is happening so fast, and I really feel it lately. You know, we're in April already. Like, this is insane. Like, I feel like we were just celebrating the new year and talking about, you know, goals and the pressure they put on us. And I swear I was just crying to you guys about my ruptured implant and being told I had cancer. Like, it's crazy how fast life is happening. We're in April, and part of this is creating a little, not anxiety within myself, but maybe you guys can relate to this in a way of like, you know, the pressure is on. How can I really maximize my 2024? And so this episode I'm bringing to you will do just that for you. I really believe in this wholeheartedly, and let's just get to it. But we're going to be talking about this get-to mentality. It's just a mindset shift that really can allow us to, like I say, slow down life, but really just appreciate the things around us and going through life with a more positive outlook and bringing this gratitude piece into our life. And so what do I mean by the get-to mentality? Well, really, it's if you flip the script, a lot of us use this language as we have to, you know, we have to do this. Or, you know, if you're going through life, like, I have to do the laundry, like, no, you get to do the laundry. In terms of just that is you get to fold beautiful clothes for your family or for yourself, or you have the abundance to do laundry. Some people don't, but it really just allows us to bring that gratitude into daily practices, which for me, like, I definitely can relate to, because part of like why I feel like life is going fast is I'm not slowing down my mind and my thoughts in these day-to-day actions that we do. And so I want to bring you this short and sweet episode on a simple mindset shift, what we can practice today. You don't need a waist belt. You don't need anything to start this today. You don't need a food scale, or, you know, you don't need to make a certain amount of money to start this. Like, we start today, and it is the get-to mentality. And so I was going through life, like, just lately about, oh, I have to do this, or, you know, I have to do a lot of family things. Like, we had a friend that passed away, one of James's best friends, and he's like, oh, I have to go to the funeral. And I'm like, yeah, we have to go. And I'm like, wait, no, we get to go. We get to honor our dear friend and the life they gave and how they impacted our life. And so what do I mean by get to? If you think about it, it's really just how we change the way we are viewing our life and the mundane activities. Like, life can be mundane, don't get me wrong, but it's an opportunity. We get to see life as an opportunity. When I say get to, just think about some tasks in your life. Let's take a moment together. Think about some tasks in your life that you just don't like, whether it's your commute to work. For me, it's folding the laundry half the time and doing the dishes. I highly dislike doing the dishes. I hate getting my hands wet. I hate it. And so I'm like, oh, I have to do the dishes. I just want to get through this, right? A lot of us just say, oh, when I get through this, it'll be better. Or I can't wait to get through this season of my life. I've said that a lot these last 2 years. James and I have experienced a lot of stress with work. Moving back to Chicago, I mean, like I said at the beginning of this episode, last October, I was told I had cancer. I mean, you guys, I don't. But hearing that was crazy. If you want to see that episode or tune in, I don't know which one it is, but I'll put it in the links below so you guys can access that. But I realized part of why life is happening so fast is because I saw these things as an obligation just to do these things. Then I shifted and I was incredibly fortunate to have these opportunities. I had the opportunity to work on my health. I have the opportunity to move to Chicago and work on fixing one of our businesses. We get to, right? We have these opportunities, whether it's a chance to pursue my passions, connect with people, work on James and our marriage, right? Or just simply savoring the joys of life. I started to see every moment as a precious gift. And that's what this mentality simply is allowing ourselves to see things as opportunities, changing the way we view life versus being so mundane or so boring or full of just these tasks that bring us down. It allows us to really see life in a positive, right? And so this get-to mentality is, let's think of it as wearing like a special pair of sunglasses that helps us see the good in everything we do. So instead of feeling like life is something that happens to us, making us feel like victims, it helps us see every task or responsibility as an opportunity or a privilege. Instead of saying, I have to go to work, which might make you feel like you're being forced to do something you don't want to do, you can simply say, I get to go to work, which means you have a job and the opportunity to earn money and contribute to something meaningful. You know, the other side of it is, what would you do if you didn't have that job? And how would you feel if you were in those shoes of, you know, I don't have a job. I'd be grateful if I had one, right? It brings this gratitude piece back in. So instead of feeling like life is dragging us down with all of its chores and responsibilities, this get-to mentality lifts us up by helping us appreciate the good things in our lives, and sees the positive side of everything we do. Our minds, I don't know if you guys know this, but our minds have a natural tendency to just focus on the negative. There's studies out there. I read a lot. I coach a lot. I work on myself a lot. I hear people talking. Everywhere we go, we can find negative. And so we have to really allow ourselves the space, creating the awareness to see the positive, because not going to lie, life is negative. Our brains look for the negative. So if we know this piece about ourselves, it's not like one brain runs more negative. It's just what the human mind does. It runs negative. It looks for something. I mean, think about it. If you had the most perfect day and that one thing that didn't go right, that one thing, maybe you didn't get the text back, or, you know, my day was so perfect, but I didn't hear from a future job position, right? Or I didn't get everything done on my to-do list. Like, we hyper-focus on things that, you know, really aren't that negative, but they are catastrophized or they're blown up. So our minds search for that. So if you know this about ourselves, and this get-to mentality really brings in and allows us to see the good things in our lives, the positive things. It's like flipping a switch in our minds that turns problems into opportunities and makes us feel more in control in our lives. And I know all of us can use that. Like, control is what we all search for. And so all of us, I'm sure we could be using that. Like, hands down. So this is a tool not only just to shift your mindset, but to really allow us to, again, gain control, see the good, get us grounded, right? I get to. It's two words, get to. And so what does the get to mentality really mean? It's really simply put, it's just where we view tasks and challenges as opportunities rather than burdens, right? So it's a way of seeing life differently in a different lens. Nothing is a burden, but everything is an opportunity. If you have chores, right? How can we apply this, right? What are some examples I can think of? I hate doing the dishes, so I'll go first. I'll call myself out. I have to do the dishes. I find myself having that thought a lot. And so the simple words of, I get to make my home clean and nice. I get to. It's subtle. If you think about it, I get to make my home clean and nice. It's a blessing. Instead of feeling like I have to go grocery shopping, I get to use my time to shop for good food, for myself or for my family or for my dog, right? I make homemade dog food every week and it takes so much time, but I get to give my dog beautiful food. Like, I'm talking beautiful food, you guys. She has lamb, bison, salmon. Homegirl is set up. I'm just laughing at myself. I get to make this dog food. I'm laughing at myself because it's funny because it does take so much time. But if I use those two words like I'm talking about right now, I get to make her dog food. And it's a blessing. If I was to make her dog food 10 years ago when I was living paycheck to paycheck, counting my pennies, working three jobs, no way. Homegirl's getting kibble. So it's a blessing. I get to afford beautiful food for her that I make from scratch. And I get to take a break from work making her food, right? If you don't have a dog, maybe it's work and responsibilities. Again, I have to go to work or I get to use my skills and earn money. Think of it as an opportunity. Instead of dreading meetings, think of them as chances to share ideas with coworkers. It's subtle, but it works. And I mean it. A common one I just totally relate to is, you know, after a long day or a long work week, we don't want to go to the gym. Or we see it as on our list of things to do. Like, oh my God, I haven't gone to the gym yet. I can't wait to get through this workout. I can't wait to get through, or I have to go. No, you get to go. You get to take care of your body. You get to take a break from work. It's all about reframing. It's all about reframing and seeing this as an opportunity, or how can we learn, or, you know, maybe it's relationships. Instead of feeling like you have to see family or friends, you get to spend time with people that love you and you love. Not everyone has a family that they get to spend time with, right? It's all a blessing. You know, a lot of people have this mindset that it's so easy to think of that goes negative. And I'm here to share with you two words, get to. You get to work on your mindset right now, you guys. I'm so happy for you. I am so happy that you're listening to this episode because this is a skill that we can all use. And I hope that you can share this with the next person. Two words you can share. Everything is an everyday opportunity. Instead of feeling bored, see each day as a chance to learn or try something new. For me, I'm looking for an art class. I have this deep down desire to paint and draw again. Where am I going to have the time? I will make the time. Also, I want to go back to school and get my master's in behavioral health. Maybe become a therapist. I don't know. Where am I going to do this? I don't know, but I get to figure it out. Not, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know. But did you just hear? I get to figure it out. Like, part of it is figuring it out. When am I going to do this? Right? I get to figure it out. Instead of focusing on what we don't have, appreciate what you have is another way to look at this. Like, comparison is a mean one. You know, social media does this to us. It's so easy to say what we don't have or what we're lacking. I'll talk to you about this later on how you can implement the get-to mentality into your social media. This is a big one, but it works. And so what is the big part of this get-to mentality? It's this gratitude piece. It's the heart of it. It's about appreciating the opportunities and blessings in our lives, big and small. Everything is an equal. All wins are equal. All wins are a win. So I want to share with you ways we can explore and cultivate gratitude, how we can enhance our mindset and our outlook on life. One of my favorite books shares this gratitude piece, and it's called The Happiness Advantage, and I'll link it below. This book I've read 3 or 4 times, and I constantly am referring to it in terms of, you know, when I'm in a funk, or how do I get ahead of my mind? Because I'm a firm believer that getting ahead of your mind is also studying your mind. And this book is straight up facts. It's not a science textbook. It's by Sean Achor, A-C-H-O-R, Sean Achor. And he's brilliant, but he talks about how the mind runs negative, but that gratitude is a huge, huge tool that we can practice that changes our mindset. He dives deep into the science of happiness and reveals how simple practices like gratitude can have a really big impact on our well-being. And I've noticed it within myself when I'm getting frustrated. How can I bring gratitude into this moment? When I'm easily frustrated, this gratitude piece really centers me and grounds me quickly and gets me out of a mood that might change my whole day. Or if my mood has changed my day, I obviously haven't practiced gratitude. So what can I do for myself in that situation, right? So in the book, he really emphasizes the importance of gratitude as a key driver to our happiness and to our success. So both. And he really explains when we practice gratitude regularly, our brains undergo a positive change, or many changes actually, that enhance our overall well-being. Gosh, I can't talk today. So how do we start with our gratitude? If there's a step before using the get to, this would be it. So what do I mean? What you can do is simple, is just journaling, morning, night, midday. You know, I use the gratitude writing piece. A lot of people do it in the morning. A lot of people do their gratitude at night. But when I'm frustrated or edgy or, you know, really finding this comparison thief coming into my life, I practice gratitude and I'll write everything I can think of that I'm grateful for. Everything. And it really brings you back to that present moment. It's a simple exercise that sets a positive tone for the day ahead or for your mood in that current time and helps your brain to focus on the good. So this is a skill. Like, you have to build this. Eventually, you're going to get past, I'm grateful for my bed. I'm grateful for my food. You're going to go deeper naturally. And some days you might not, but you could be going back to, I'm grateful for my food. I mean, there is no right or wrong to this. It's just practicing, right? So like adopting the get to mentality to our morning routines can have a similar effect, right? It's a big part of this get to mentality is gratitude. So reframing tasks like making your bed or enjoying a cup of coffee, but seeing them as opportunities rather than obligations. So we're getting our brain primed for positivity and gratitude. I get to make my bed. And maybe while you're making your bed, you bring gratitude in. Oh my gosh, I had such a good night's sleep. Or wow, my bed is so amazing. Or I really love my bed set. Or wow, I really love and I'm really grateful for how dark my room is when I sleep. As you're doing these mundane activities, and as I quote this, mundane activities, bring in this gratitude practice. And it actually really does bring enjoyment into your life. As you sip your cup of coffee, don't think about how much work you have to do, but come back to the present moment. What helps me is thinking about the taste of the coffee, the smell of the, you know, as the steam hits your nose. Like, when was the last time you really focused on drinking a cup of coffee without letting any other thoughts come in? Try it. It's hard. Same with brushing your teeth. When was the last time you brushed your teeth and had all these thoughts or just really focused on each tooth being brushed? It's interesting. Try it. But when we do these activities that are monotonous, bringing this gratitude into I get to drink my cup of coffee, I get to make my bed and ritualize it. You know, same with your commute to work, right? In his book, he recommends using this commute or using your commute to work as a time for gratitude reflection, focusing on positive aspects about your job versus the not so good. Again, I said earlier that the brain does focus on the negative. So we got to get ahead of it. We got to outsmart it. So versus thinking of the negative as you go to work, reflect on the positive. And maybe if you don't have a commute to work, that reflection can come into maybe while you're making your bed or having your cup of coffee, right? Your commute to your desk could be just showering and getting ready. Or as you get dressed, you reflect on the positive in your life. When we embrace this get-to mentality during our commute, we shift our perspective really from dreading the journey to appreciating the chance to contribute, learn, and grow our professional lives. Work is never going to end, so how can we enjoy it? We're never going to not work. And if you don't work, that's okay. Your purpose might be charity or making your home a beautiful home, right? So everyone's work differs, but really just coming back to the present moment and reflecting during certain things. Even when you eat your meals with your loved ones, or even if you're by yourself, like the food we eat will enhance our overall happiness. So what you're putting into your body too is a huge thing. As I wrap up this like get to, you can hear the gratitude, right? You can hear that this is a big piece. And there are little things that we can do. There are little things that we can do to practice gratitude. And that segues into the get to mentality. And so life is hard as we know it, right? We can't avoid the hardships that life brings us, whether it's cancer or maybe you don't like being single, or, you know, life will just be hard. Whether it's, I mean, I don't need to give you examples. We have moments that come up. Our parents get divorced. Maybe it's breaking up with a friend. Maybe it's not having the body you want, right? It's all relative. Everyone's problems are equal. And life can really throw us curveballs, but we can learn to bounce back stronger. And this get-to mentality really allows us to bounce back. So maybe if you say you have a really good gratitude practice, but sometimes you just get kicked and kicked and kicked and you just can't catch a break, right? How can we see things as a learning opportunity? So not only the gratitude piece, but what can we learn from this? Or where's the wisdom in what's coming up? So for me, I can relate to this. I had a ruptured implant back in October, and then comes to find out that this implant was actually ruptured for 3 to 5 years. When the doctor went in, he told me that it was completely not an implant anymore, like bad. And before knowing that, I had appointments. I had to meet with doctors. I had to interview 7 surgeons. And you hear me say this, I had. But I got to meet so many surgeons. I got to learn about my body. I got to schedule them. I had the abundance to be able to take time off work to meet with everyone. I got to learn about my body. You know, this gave me a chance to learn about myself. At first, it was overwhelming. Yes, things can be overwhelming, and you can see this as a learning opportunity. And you can see this as just a simple opportunity, right? Maybe it's money problems you're having. Instead of feeling stressed about money, find ways to make the best of it. Look for ways to save and budget smarter. You know, I've had money troubles. I mean, 10 years ago, I was working 3 jobs. Even 5 years ago, I still have money problems. James and I are learning to budget. We don't like how we spend. We want to get better, right? But when I had money troubles, I found ways to save and make it work. I'm thankful for the opportunity to manage my money better. I now know how to budget, and I'm still learning how to budget, to be quite honest. We can't go on every trip, right? But when we do, we get to. So we get to pick and choose what trips we go on. You know, we were traveling so much that it was wearing us out. So now we pick and choose what we do because we get to. Same with money problems. Like, if you are one that has to cut back, or maybe you took a job and your social calendar is non-existent anymore and you hate it, right? But you get to work, or you get to restructure your life, or for the money people, it's you get to learn how to budget your money. Figure out ways. This is only going to help you in the long run. I mean, if you can control your money when you're tight, then like think about when you have an influx of money, a surplus of money, you're going to be on it. So this is teaching you a skill and seeing that as an opportunity. With the get-to mindset, we can turn tough times into learning experiences, is all I'm trying to say, right? By seeing challenges as opportunities, we can come out stronger on the other side, whether it's health, whether it's money, whether it's a career you're trying to get out of or switch into, or a friend group you no longer, or maybe you have a friend group that is just not at the same place in life as you and you're seeing yourself as, oh, I'm not good enough. But how can we see this as an opportunity, right? You get to be at a different place in your life. It has nothing to do with your self-worth. I just want to remind you of that. This comparison thing is so evil sometimes. And this get-to mentality really allows us to shift into the positive. Again, when we shift into the positive, we're training our mind, we're training our brain to see the good. And so how do we implement this starting today? So I put together, let's see, 7 things that how we can start this get-to mentality today. And one of them is simple visual reminders. I place sticky notes on the places that I have high touch points. The dishwasher, the laundry room, the bathroom, the nightstand, my computer dashboard. I write 2 words, get to, on all these places. My favorite one is by the dishwasher because I highly dislike doing the dishes. But when I see that note and I see that sticky note that says get to, it reminds me that I've had a beautiful meal and I get to clean up and digest. And when I am doing the dishes at that point, I reflect on gratitude and it brings me back into a positive state because my mind can be like, oh, it sucks to do the dishes. But no, it doesn't suck. My mind does not know, but I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, get ahead of your mind. So you tell that mind who's boss. You tell it, right? I get to piggyback off it is another one is pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. Take a moment before starting any activity, task, and just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. This brief moment of reflection can really help shift your mindset. So maybe before you do the laundry, say, I get to do this. I get to have clean clothes. I get to pick out more clothes, right? It's, I get to. So maybe it's a little deeper is anxiety or depression. Maybe you're running anxious. I get to be anxious. Why? Because you are. Let yourself though, right? Let yourself be anxious. You're learning about yourself. So again, it's a learning opportunity. One of my favorites is celebrating wins. So celebrating small wins specifically. I see everyone as an equal, but acknowledging and celebrating even the smallest accomplishments throughout your day, whether it's completing a task or making a small progress towards a goal, take a moment and just pat yourself on the back and acknowledge your efforts. Another one is surrounding yourself with positivity. And I'm not just talking about friends. I'm not saying, oh, you are who you hang out with. Like, yes, I get that. But, you know, surround yourself with positive influences, whether it's uplifting music, inspiring podcasts, or what you watch. And big, big one is, what are you doing on social media? If you have a lot of shopping apps and you're trying to budget, but you're looking at all these clothes, of course it's going to disrupt your subconscious. It's going to be hard. Delete those apps. Or same with if there's a bodybuilder you follow or someone that just posting body pictures and you're very insecure about your body or not even insecure, but you have a lot of thoughts related to your body, you probably should unfollow that person too. But let's flip the script, right? Let's encourage the positivity. So maybe you follow people that lift you up or a page that has a bunch of good quotes, right? So surrounding yourself with positivity is not only just eliminating, but it's what you're putting into your brain. A huge one for me is I read a lot. So I'm not going to read murder mysteries before I go to bed, right? I'm going to read positive things. I'm going to read something that gives me peace. Right? Or I'll put on a meditation right before I go to bed, right? It's what you put into your brain. If something disrupts you or makes you edgy, I mean, I remember when Yellowstone came out and James would watch it and I could totally tell when Yellowstone came out. He was so edgy and so moody. I'm like, have you been watching Yellowstone? He goes, yeah, why? Why? And I go, oh, I can totally tell you've been watching it. It totally changed his mood, his everything. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's true. What you put into your brain is a lot of how it's going to affect your nervous system. So just be mindful of that, you know, and then practice self-compassion. What does that mean? Just be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Practice grace. We're human, right? Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes and setbacks, practice self-compassion and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. And I mean that. We are so hard on ourselves, especially my recovering perfectionists. That's a lot of us, whether it's you do it when whether you know it or not, or you don't know that you're a perfectionist. Being hard on yourself is a sign that you're a perfectionist. So practice grace. Another one is setting intentions. Start each day by setting intentions for how you want to approach tasks and responsibilities. You know, it's easy as, you know, take the top of your hand and write get to. And so when you're looking down during the day, it brings you back to your intention, the get to mentality, gratitude, opportunity, growth. That's really what the get to mentality is. And so putting that on the top of your hand reminds you. It's two words. You can write it as small as you want or as big as you want. I make James write in a black Sharpie so when he washes his hands, it doesn't come off. It's subtle, but it's big. Coming back to that moment, coming back to your intention, and then seeking out learning opportunities. This is the last point. Approaching challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. I could have seen my ruptured implant as a setback, but little did I know when James and I were trying to get pregnant a year before I found out about my ruptured implant, I would have been devastated if we got pregnant and I had a ruptured implant. Like, this was a blessing. This was a huge blessing. So the setback, what I thought at the time of not getting pregnant and being told I was infertile for no reason, we did all these tests and we came up to 40% of the population of Americans fall under this infertile category without an explanation. And I was devastated. I was like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? You guys, my ruptured implant full of silicone in my body, if I tried and they push in vitro on me, if I had done in vitro and then got pregnant with my ruptured implant, I wouldn't have been able to breastfeed. I would have been killing my baby. Like, we don't know. But the setback is a chance for me to learn about my body and my resilience. So whatever you see as a setback right now, it might not be a setback, but a blessing. I'm a book reader. Read Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. I'll put that down in the show notes. Matthew McConaughey's book on Green Lights is truly just that. What we see as setbacks are actually blessings. And he talks about it in a red light and a green light. Green light means go. So the green light for me in this situation was I found out I had a ruptured implant. So the red at the time was not being pregnant. But my green light now told me I had a ruptured implant. Something was wrong with my health and I got to figure it out. By incorporating these strategies, maybe you have to go back and rehear the last of these. But by incorporating these into our daily routine, we can really cultivate a more resilient, positive, and grateful mindset that aligns with the get-to mentality. And with that, we've reached the end of today's episode of the Hustle for Happiness podcast. And I really hope you're feeling inspired. I really do. You know, life doesn't have to be hard. And I'm here to remind you to embrace the get-to mentality in our daily lives. I want to remember with you that every moment is an opportunity. Every challenge is a chance to grow. And every interaction is a gift. So when we adopt the get-to mindset, we transform, yes, transform, it's big. We transform ordinary tasks into extraordinary experiences. So I want to remind you to just make a conscious choice this week. To see the beauty in every day. Make a choice to approach each day with gratitude. And remember, life is what you make it. Until next time, take care, stay blessed, and keep hustling for the happiness you deserve. If this episode resonated with you, please share. Please review this podcast. As much as you share, we get the word out there. I appreciate you guys. I hope this helps. I know it will. I'm curious to see if you guys post-it notes around the house or on your wrist. Send me a picture. Tag me. I am so excited. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Have a blessed day, everyone. I hope today's episode left you better than when I found you. make sure you hit the subscribe button and tune in every Monday to kickstart your week and set your weekly intentions with me. You can find me and HFH on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, or online at heycourtneybrook.com. I firmly believe in the power of sharing. If you know someone else who would benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. And remember, when you work on you, I get to be there.